Ahead on Only a Game, the Phoenix Mercury's Brittany Griner on her seasons at Baylor University and her current life in the pros. But first, after a very strong start to their season and talk of championship contention, the Indiana Pacers have recently been losing twice for every win. This is not a good time for that because the NBA regular season ends on Wednesday. Joining me now to explore the rapidly decelerating Pacers is Bob Kravitz of the Indianapolis Star. Bob, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
As you mentioned in your column of April 9th, the Pacers have said all year that being the Eastern Conference's number one seed is their number one priority, and now head coach Frank Vogel is saying, that goal is simply to play well. Why the sudden shift?
Well, because they've been awful. A lot of guys are struggling. Their star player, Paul George, has not been very good the last 30 games. A lot of guys are in shooting slumps. Right now, the priority, by Frank Vogel's estimation, is, look, if we get number one, great. If we get number two, that's fine, too, as long as we're rested and playing well going into the playoffs. But it's desperate times, desperate measures around here in Indianapolis.
Normally, resting players toward the end of the season might make perfect sense, but the Pacers have a young roster. Are they really tired?
That's what they say. I think that's a default explanation from a bunch of guys who really don't have any answers. That's something of a cop-out. I'm getting fatigued just listening to them talk about fatigue, and I think there are issues that are much greater than that. I just don't think they handled stardom particularly well, especially Paul George.
In February, the Pacers traded forward Danny Granger to Philadelphia for guard Evan Turner and forward Lavoy Allen. Before the trade, the Pacers were 41-13. They've played 500 basketball since then. Is that trade the reason for the Pacers' poor play?
I don't think that it is. First of all, they struggled the 2 weeks before the Danny Granger trade. Certainly, Granger was a veteran. It did change the chemistry of the locker room a little bit, and Evan Turner has struggled. But if that's what sends you reeling, then you've got bigger problems than you're willing to acknowledge.
The defending champion Miami Heat haven't exactly been world beaters this season.
No.
Despite the Pacers' recent slide, shouldn't this still be seen as a golden opportunity for Indiana?
Well, absolutely. But if you look at it objectively, the way the league lines up right now, the number two seed is probably the easier way to get to the Eastern Conference Finals than the number one seed. But I don't think they're tanking in an effort to get the number two. It just kind of looks that way.
There's a memorable scene in the movie It's a Wonderful Life in which the very rich old man Potter offers the not-so-rich George Bailey a job with a handsome salary. Bailey turns it down, and Potter asks him if he's afraid of success. Are the Pacers the George Bailey of the NBA?
They might be. I don't know that they're afraid of success so much as they were ill-equipped to handle success. You know, all of a sudden they're doing Gatorade ads and GQ cover shoots, and they're the toast of the NBA, and I think it's a cop-out. Look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're no younger than the Pacers, and they've been able to maintain even when they've been the toast of the NBA.
I want to end this conversation on an up note, if we can, Bob. Indiana has clinched a playoff spot and still has a chance to earn the best record in the Eastern Conference. Maybe all these alarm bells are going off too early.
It's possible, but this has been going on for 38 to 40 games. I don't know how they're going to just sort of flip the switch and suddenly start playing well in the playoffs, but I've been wrong before, but not often.
Bob Kravitz is a columnist for the Indianapolis Star. Bob, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you very much.